On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston gives us the result of his wife's COVID test and what he's learned since. The refrigerator, he says, is still outside.
Last week, my family and I began a preemptive quarantine as we awaited the results of my wife's COVID test. Well, she tested positive. So did my oldest daughter. Both have a mild illness. They'll be fine. In the meantime, here are a few things I've learned. First, my wife is a rule follower. Rule followers make a great spouse 95% of the time. They're reliable, they're accountable, they're trustworthy. They'll keep the checkbook balanced, they make the bed up every day. They'll drive you home late Saturday night if you happen to have too many peated scotch samples out of an oyster shell in a friend's backyard. Will they want to mess around on the trampoline in the backyard after midnight on a weeknight? Sadly, no. But it's a small price to pay for marrying a rule follower. Our family needs one, and she's great at it. Since her positive COVID diagnosis, she's doing her best to understand the CDC's ridiculously complex quarantine rules, and she's militant in enforcing her interpretation of them on all of us. We're on a tight leash around here. Second, people bring food. I had thought fending for ourselves with my wife out of commission would be much harder. But my wife and daughter's friends brought us food as soon as they heard they were sick. Food just piled in for a couple of days. We had some very good pizza, a fantastic lasagna, some great casseroles, a crock pot full of red beans and rice, and lots of sweets. But people only bring food for a couple of days. Then it stops. My wife and daughter are still sick with COVID. We're all still under quarantine. And I know they have more friends than the one that have brought us food. Where are those friends? And why haven't they brought us any food? To make it easy, I moved the refrigerator outside and plugged it in next to the front door. There's a note telling people to leave the food in the fridge and not to worry about knocking or ringing the doorbell because we may be napping. My wife, the rule follower, tells me refrigerators don't go outside next to the front door. But I insisted with a rousing speech about desperate times and measures and how we were simply making it easy on people. I even put a basket of thank you notes on a small table next to the fridge, and a note telling people to read through them until they found one they like, write their name on it, and take it to show our sincere gratitude and heartfelt appreciation for their generosity and concern. As I write this, Hurricane Sally is headed this way. The friends who could bring us food will likely be occupied with their own concerns after the hurricane rolls through, which is a great opportunity for my wife and daughter's friends from out of town to cook and bring us food. You all might want to get started right now. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.